Getting older doesn't always mean slowing down. Commentator John Sedgwick's mother was still driving when she was almost 90, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease got the better of her.
Early this spring, when my mother gave me her car, I felt a little funny about it, like she was expecting me to wear her crinkled baby blue windbreaker or scratchy Pendleton scarf. Cars are personal that way. As my kids would say, the car is totally granny. It's a Honda Civic, a tiny little thing, just as my mother is now that, at 89, old age has started to wear her down. It's painted in electric green, a little loud maybe, like the go-to-hell pants she started wearing. And as a 93, it's old, just like, well, standard shift, of course, and squeaky vinyl seats, freezing in winter, scorching in summer, but practical. My mother, do I need to explain this? Is the flinty old Yankee type, the kind that doesn't believe in comfort. Her car doesn't have power anything. It's hard to crank down the windows, to jam on the brakes, to turn the wheel. But to her, it's a good kind of hard. There were other odd granny things, too, like the emergency snow shovel in the back seat, or the wraparound dark glasses, the kind that only old people wear, tucked over the hump by the gear shift. The 17 pennies in the change pocket. The stereo speakers that were turned off on one side of the car because, as she once told me, she didn't like the music coming at her from everywhere. And one last thing. The smell. The car reeked of cigarettes. My mother started smoking back in college. It was her only vice. It was cool at first, then calming, and finally life-threatening. It's given her the horrible lung disease, COPD. Forced her to breathe through a tube that runs from an oxygen tank into her nose. The COPD is why she's had to give up her car. Sitting there in her tight bucket seat, working the balky shift, I kept thinking I was driving her. The Civic was the full, inhabitable expression of her character. It was her stubbornness, her waspy self-denial, her wry humor, her spark, her way of never, ever taking it easy, on herself or on anyone else. The only thing that didn't fit was the smoke. But then, maybe the cigarettes, her only self-indulgence, made all the rest possible. It got to be too much, all these questions, and I was thinking we'd have to sell the Civic. But then my older daughter Sarah came home from college, and she needed a car. Without a thought, she took Granny's, and she loved it. The pickup, the handling, the way it slips into the tiniest parking spaces. Sarah's aired the car out, reset the buttons on the radio, thrown her junk in the back seat, acquired her own parking tickets. The car is now totally Sarah. All except for the color. She's wondering if Granny would mind if she repainted. Black, maybe? She asked me. Black? I thought. She'd want to paint the car black? The things you learn about people from their cars.
John Sedgwick lives in Newton, Massachusetts. He is the author of a novel, The Education of Mrs. Bemis.